welcome to everybody at the Emotional Healing Teleconferences. This is the second teleseminar. We are going to be very, very practical today. Be ready with paper and pen because you're going to be working your own stuff. TMR is a system that is designed to help us break patterns, repeated patterns that hurt us and hurt others. And I'm going to introduce myself for those of you that don't know me. My name is Luis Diaz, and I am the founder of the CMR process and CMR International, that is an organization that is designed to educate and disseminate the cellular memory release process for conscious awareness and emotional healing. This teleseminar is going to last approximately 45 to 60 minutes. And we're going to be open, as I said, so that you can ask questions whenever you need. And we're going to be interacting. I'm going to ask you questions, too. The idea is to continue working with these teleseminars once a month, the second Thursday of the month at 5:30 Pacific time. In CMR, we work with the foundation that for healing and transformation to happen, we really need to be committed to that. So I want to acknowledge you for being here. I know that you could be doing many other things at this moment, but you chose to be here, and I know your need for feeling better. I needed a lot of healing when I was a teenager, and I know the feeling of desperation sometimes or discomfort. I had to go through years and years of depression and deep pain, and something in me knew that there was a way out, although sometimes I felt like I wanted to end my life. So I know that there is a way out for you too. As I always say, actually the way is no out, it's in. And this is what actually we are doing in CMR. We're going inside to heal the cellular memory and all the stuff that is there sometimes from the womb, from past generations, old patterns that become habits for us, and we think it's our fault to have them. Number one of the factors that make us keep these habits is the guilt that we feel and the shame that we feel and how frustrated and angry we feel with ourselves because we have these patterns. So pay attention to that. Each time you beat upon yourself, you are triggering a very, very, very old chain of habits of self-criticism, negative self-judgment that erodes the foundations of your own life. One of the most toxic habits is to go into negative self-judgment and self-criticism. For those of you that were here in the first teleseminar, we said that we needed to approach the work on ourselves in the four main levels of life. One is the physical level, that is the connection with our bodies. And how do we connect with our bodies? Connecting with the sensations in our bodies, with the feelings and the emotions that come up. That's very unusual in our civilized life, where we think all the time. We are analyzing and judging and comparing. Ideas are very, very important in our culture. But sensations, we dismiss them. Feelings, usually we try not to feel them, because we were told that usually we are wrong when we have our feelings. So first level, the physical level, where we connect with our bodies. The second level is the emotional level, where we are present to our feelings. We like them or we don't like them. Feelings are not there to be judged. Feelings are there to be felt and to be acknowledged. The third level that we work with in CMR is the mental level, where we are aware of the thoughts that are happening to us. the interpretation, the perception that we have of life. Our thoughts come and go. They say that we have one thought each 3 seconds. Now that means we have thousands of thoughts a day. If we don't develop a state of presence and awareness and we are vigilant to our thoughts, if our programming is a toxic programming, we are going to have a very toxic perception of life. Therefore, we are not going to feel good. The last level, that is the most important one, is the spiritual level. The spiritual level is actually the essential energy that gives us life and allows all the other levels to exist. Without the life force that we have in our spirit, there are no thoughts, there are no feelings, and there is no physical body. So here we have 4 levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Being the physical, the part of our life that we see our bodies, we see our roles in life, we see what we manifest in our relationships, in our profession, in our finances, in our health. And many times we forget that the emotional, mental, and spiritual level, that is the invisible part of us, is the abstract part of ourselves, is actually the levels that create the physical manifestation in us. Our life is like the life of a tree. What the tree manifests, the health of the tree, the flowers, the fruits, that is what we can see. But what we cannot see is where the power of the tree resides, that is in the roots, the nutrients in the roots, the amount of water that that tree is able to absorb. So if our roots are toxic, our tree is going to be sick, it's going to be weak, and probably it's not going to bear fruits. So in CMR, we put a lot of our commitment in working in the roots, the part of ourselves that we cannot see, and no one can see. What we're going to do now, we're going to explore a little bit what is that thing that we cannot see, that is our thoughts and is our beliefs. And I know that some of you have questions. I have questions here about relationships, being attached to a person and not being able to disengage from a relationship. I have questions about what happens when I have already a lot of emotional release and still I cannot get out of this situation. This is a very, very important question because some of us have gone through emotional release work, but we have not explored what thoughts are creating the emotional toxicity. If we are not aware of what thoughts, what unconscious assumptions are supporting our self-image, our patterns, then we get stuck in them and they keep creating toxicity. So in the last teleseminar, we talked about how thoughts, opinions, and beliefs create feelings, how those feelings condition our behavior, and how those behaviors, when they repeat themselves again and again and again, they feed in us this negative emotional energy field that we call the pain body. And this feeds in us an inner dialogue. We talk to ourselves in a certain way, and that is what we call the mask or the self-image that pretty much closes a vicious circle of toxic thoughts, painful feelings, hurtful behaviors, and it closes again into the inner dialogue. It keeps going. So what I want you to explore with paper and pen is the beginning of this cycle for you. So what are the feelings that you have? How do you feel when you see yourself repeating the same pattern again and again and again? Let's say that you worry easily, or you are anxious most of the time, you are frustrated, or you are in fear, or guilt is your pattern, or sadness is your pattern, or being tired, or being overwhelmed is your pattern. So write down there what is your feeling of preference. Choose one. Don't put everything that is going on with you. Choose one feeling, one pattern that you see yourself repeating again and again and again. So write it down. And once you have it, ask yourself the following question. If there is any benefit, if there is a good side of feeling this, or if there is a good side of doing this, what is? And just think about it openly, like a human behavior. Let's say that your parent is being overwhelmed. What is the good side of being overwhelmed? And answer that question. What is the good side of being overwhelmed? And some of you will say there is no good side. Everything about being overwhelmed is bad, is wrong, it shouldn't exist. But I could give you some examples. The benefit of being overwhelmed for me is that I stop. I get so overwhelmed that I just stop. And the benefit of stopping is that I get to rest. And the benefit of resting is that I get to feel better and more healthy. Maybe your pattern is feeling anxious most of the time. So what's the benefit of anxiety? You say, no, there is no benefit. But some people may say, well, the benefit of anxiety is that I am more alert. Or I get to do many things. So the benefit of anger for some people is being able to set boundaries or to say no. The benefit of sadness for some people is to be alone so that nobody bothers me. No one bothers me and annoys me and I just get to be by myself. So write down the benefit of whatever is going on for you. And once you get the first step, let's say the benefit of worrying is that I get to prevent. I'm cautious when I worry. So let's say that that's your answer. I'm more cautious when I worry. All right. Then ask yourself, what is the benefit of this second step? And write it down. So take a moment and write it down. What is the benefit of that? So in the case of the benefit of worrying, I'm more cautious. What is the benefit of being more cautious? That I don't make any mistakes. All right. What is the benefit of not making mistakes? That I feel more strong. I feel stronger. So what is the benefit of being stronger? Well, the benefit of being stronger is that I feel good. So keep asking these questions to each level that you are bringing in. And now we are going to go through this. But keep asking the questions, what is the benefit? What is the good side? And when you don't have an answer, ask the question as if it's a human behavior. Okay, what is the benefit of anger as a human behavior in general? So when humans get angry, they express themselves. Okay, that's a benefit. So write down what is for you. And I like to hear some of you that maybe they complete all the steps. They reached a place of well-being, what we call, at the end of this chain of beliefs, always there is a benefit. So who wants to share to begin with? Then we're going to work with those that find difficulties doing it, and you don't find the way to do it. So who wants to share this chain of beliefs that, by the way, we call this a neural pathway? So who wants to start?
I will.
Okay.
Okay, the feeling I have is disappointment and frustration. I'm trying to lose weight, and I just feel like I'm falling flat on my face every single time that I am not able to control myself or my eating habits or whatever.
Okay. Do you choose disappointment to begin with?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the benefit of being disappointed?
Well, for me personally, it wasn't a benefit. I want to give up, but then it also makes me want to get back up and fight and succeed.
Okay, you went too fast. Okay, so let's take it slowly. Okay, the benefit of being disappointed is that you give up.
Yeah.
That's the benefit. So I need more information here. What is the benefit of giving up?
It makes me want to give up, but at the same time, it makes me want to get up and fight to succeed.
Okay. Well, that's the reaction, and that's another side of the story. Let's stick to the benefits, and this is very important because we usually get sidetracked.
Okay.
As a human behavior, what is the benefit of being disappointed?
A human behavior.
What is the good side of being disappointed?
I guess it makes me think.
It makes you think. All right, good. So, what is the benefit of thinking in this way that you are saying makes me think? What is the benefit of doing that?
Well, it makes me think about what my goal is.
Okay, so the benefit of thinking about your goal is what?
I'll be able to fulfill my diet.
Okay, so the benefit of connecting and thinking about your goal is that it makes you work toward your goal? That's what you're trying to say? Okay.
Right.
So work toward my goal. I'm writing here so I don't forget. And what is the benefit of working towards your goal?
My health.
Your health?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the benefit of being healthy? How does that make you feel?
Benefit of being healthy is to be available for my family.
Okay, being available. Okay, and when you feel healthy and available, how do you feel? How does that make you feel?
Feel good.
Yeah, I know. This is all good. What is the feeling that comes when you feel healthy and available for your family? What gives to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What gives to you feeling healthy and available to your family? What feelings you get?
Satisfaction.
All right. Are you writing this?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, this is what I have here, and I'm going to read it back to you. So the rest of the group, pay attention, because this applies to all of us. We have several of these neural pathways working that actually are the ones that create the problem again and again and again, because we believe that there is a benefit behind the negative pattern and the negative habit that we have. So, to feel satisfaction, I have to be healthy and available, or feel healthy and available. To be healthy and available, I have to work towards my goal. To work towards my goal, I have to think about my goal. Have it my goal present, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to do that, I have to think. And to be able to do that, I had to feel disappointed. So this is what you told me, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So to feel satisfaction, I had to feel healthy. To feel mm-hmm. satisfaction, I had to work towards my goal mm-hmm. and have my goal present. To feel satisfaction, I had to think, stop and think. Mm-hmm. To feel satisfaction, I had to be disappointed.
Mm.
So
never looked at it that way.
Yeah, I know. We don't look for the benefits of the negative things. We are convinced mm-hmm. that they are bad. So in your programming, there is a conviction that disappointment leads you to satisfaction, and it's not true. You have the experience that disappointment doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you then teach to a child, hey, to be satisfied about your life and feel healthy and available, get disappointed. The more disappointed you get, the more satisfaction you're going to feel.
Hmm.
Are you going to teach that to a child?
No.
No, because it's not true. But this is what's going on in one of your neural pathways. And this is why you keep attracting disappointment, because it's linked to satisfaction.
Hmm.
So, where do you think you learned this? Where do you think this is coming from? How do you learn this? Because when you were a baby, you were satisfied by just because. No reason, like any baby does. Yes? So, anyone in your family had this pattern to be disappointed? Did you see that in your mother, in your father, or anyone around you? Anything that happened to you in your life, do you have an idea where this is coming from?
Well, where my weight problem began was when I was a kid and I was left alone. So my parents would be working and I would be by myself at home even as a very young child.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that's where the sadness came, or the disappointment that they weren't there for me.
Okay.
And food was.
Yes. So disappointment got linked to satisfaction in the way of when I feel disappointed, I eat, I feel better kind of thing. That's
mm-hmm.
what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay. I don't want to keep going deeper into this now, because I want the whole group to practice, but this is more or less what we do.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that wants to share his or her neural pathway?
I'm happy to share mine.
Okay, please.
I've been out of work for almost 3 months, and I'm finding it really hard to, kind of write those cover letters and get the applications out. And so my thing is tired. You know, even sometimes when I start to write a cover letter, I just go get in bed and just lay down.
Mm-hmm. So is this something that you used to feel before 3 months ago, or is this something new now?
No, I would say that kind of procrastination and tiredness are common.
Okay. So what you feel is tired?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the benefit of being tired as a human behavior?
Well, I mean that I don't have to work. I don't have to try.
So the benefit of being tired is I don't have to try. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of not having to try?
Well, I think that I don't have to struggle. There's a few of them that I wrote down. I don't have to struggle. I avoid stress, and then I think maybe the deepest one is that
you're going too fast. I don't have to struggle, and then what do you say?
I won't feel stress.
I don't feel stress. Okay.
And then the deepest one was I won't fail.
I won't what?
Fail.
I won't fail. Okay. So let's follow the steps so that everybody can follow this and learn the system. The benefit of being tired is I don't have to try and I don't have to struggle. Those things pretty much are at the same level. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The benefit of not having to struggle is that I don't feel stressed, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. The benefit of not feeling stress, what is? What is the good side of not feeling stress?
That I feel relaxed and at ease.
Okay. Okay. And what is the benefit of relaxed and feeling at ease?
I feel happy.
You feel happy. Okay. All right. So I'm going to read this back to you. To feel happy, I had to feel at ease. To feel at ease, I had to feel relaxed. To feel relaxed, I don't have to feel stress. Not to feel stress, I don't have to struggle and I don't have to try. For that to happen, I had to be tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Is this what you told me, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
So, to feel happy, I don't have to feel stress. To feel happy, I don't have to struggle. I don't even have to try. To feel happy, I had to be tired. So, this neural pathway conditions you to be tired each time you want to feel relaxed, at ease, happy. The more happy you want to feel, the more tired you get. You see how it works? So this is why they become addictive patterns. I get addicted to being tired. I get addicted to be frustrated or angry or ashamed because there is a positive benefit that is promising me. Of course, it gets never delivered. When you are tired, you don't feel happy, probably. Yeah? So, do you have any idea where do you learn this?
No.
Or how? Or
no,
whom you talk
I'm not
to?
Entirely sure, actually.
Anyone in your family have a pattern of, you know, to be relaxed and at ease?
No. It may be a response to the fact that neither of my parents ate to relax and they worked very hard.
None of your parents what? I cannot
hear
you.
The opposite. They do not know how to relax, either of them, and they work very hard.
Okay. So your parents worked very hard. Okay. And they didn't know how to relax. And they were unhappy because of that?
I'm not sure.
They were moody or they were frustrated or anxious or stressed out? Probably yes.
Probably stressed out, yeah. Uptight, I would say.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there may be other reasons where you learn this, but just to give an example to the group and to you, you are a child. You are happy just because, like any child is, yes? And you see your parents working hard, being stressed out, and for you that is not a happy state of being. You don't see your parents being joyful, working so hard. This could be a reason why you learn this. To be happy, I don't have to struggle. To be happy, I don't have to feel stress. And to be able to get to a place of no struggle and not having to try, what is my excuse? Getting tired. So if I'm tired, I have the excuse not to even try or struggle. Follow me? It has sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So these neural pathways that we call, this is a technique actually that I developed like 5 years ago. Just, you know, practicing with my clients in my daily sessions, I realized there is a benefit always, even behind the most awful of the behaviors that we have. And I started practicing this more and more and more and finding the same pattern everywhere. And I train facilitators in CMR, and they practice this every day with their clients. And this is what is hidden in us, actually. We have an unconscious conviction that what is behind our negative habit is positive for us, is beneficial. So we have 15, 20 minutes to go. I'd like to include some of you that couldn't get this neural pathway, and it's all right. It's pretty normal that people find difficulties doing it. So is there anyone that wants to share it? I will help you. I will coach you, see if you find it. Is there anyone that wants to share a neural pathway that is incomplete or you couldn't even start with it?
I have a feeling of failure.
Okay, yours is a feeling of failure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Let's start with that. What is the feeling that you have when you feel failure? How do you feel? Do you feel angry or frustrated? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel shame and sadness? What do you feel when you feel failure?
All of those things.
Choose one. What is the most prevalent?
I don't know.
What gives you being feeling like a failure? What is it?
I have not been successful at anything.
Again?
I haven't been successful.
Yes.
At anything.
Okay, so that gives you what? It makes you angry, it makes you sad, it makes you...
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Sad, yeah, that's what I hear in your voice. I hear sadness. Okay, so we start with sadness. We start with sadness. And what is the benefit of sadness? What do you think is the good side of sadness? It has a good side. As a human behavior, what do you think is the benefit of sadness?
It allows you to feel, I don't know.
Okay.
It allows you to feel, maybe?
Yes, it allows you to feel deep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the benefit of sadness is that I get to feel deep. Yeah. And what is the benefit of feeling deep?
I suppose there's some satisfaction in that.
Yeah, of course there is a satisfaction. And
you can go deep within yourself.
Yeah, the deeper you feel, the more alive you feel, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, so here we are already noticing that there is a benefit behind sadness. Feeling alive, and all the good things that come with that. Unfortunately, we don't have time to wrap this up, but we're going to continue working with this in the next teleseminar. So I invite you to show up. But I wanted to remind you that you can write me any question that you may have at louise@cellularmemory.org. Cellularmemory.org is our website. I really want all you to get the e-series that they are free lessons in emotional healing. Those of you that don't have it, go to the same website, cellularmemory.org, and get the free e-series, because it's going to help you a lot to support your process during these teleseminars. And go deeper into the neural net repatterning, that is this process. There is a DVD that we have that you can visit our website and get it. It's 3 hours. It's a workshop on neural pathways, and you see the whole process and the corrections that come after that, that we're going to cover in the next teleseminar with us. So is there any question?
I wanted to ask, what do you do once you identify the neural pathway and the corrections? Or if you talk a little bit about the pain body when a resonance comes up, when the awareness actually is known for people?
Well, for those of you that are receiving the E-series, you already heard or learn about the pain body. And the pain body is the charge in us. In this case, the charge of sadness, or the charge of being tired, or the charge of disappointment. That is actually a resonance in us that keeps repeating itself. And it's like a magnet. It keeps attracting the same thing. It's like a never-ending process, like a wheel that keeps coming back. Why? Because there is a benefit. is a hidden benefit. That, of course, is not true, but we believed it when we were very young. You know, like, okay, I feel disappointed, I eat. That makes me feel good. Okay, that fits the will. There is a way to deactivate these patterns, and we're gonna start going deeper into this in the next teleseminar, how we deactivate these patterns. And those of you that have the E-series, check the E-series number 8 and number 9 and number 10. In those E-series, you can see the deactivation process starting, and the in-depth, they are very well explained in the DVD called Neural Net Repatterning. So if there is any question, feel free to write them to me. Maybe some of you have them, but you don't feel comfortable sharing them in the group. But I will answer all your questions, and some of them can be very useful for future teleseminars, of course. I wish you a lot of practice. Keep exploring this until we meet the next time, and find where did you learn this? How do you learn this? So when we come back next time, we can go deeper into it. All right? Yeah, thank you very much. See you in a few weeks.